split him wide in the pass game. He'll show up at slot. He'll show up wide.
All right, here's Christian McCaffrey now, one of the more exhilarating players at the collegiate level last 2 years. His dad, Ed, played for those championship teams. Denver. McCaffrey's whistled.
His mom, Lisa, right? Stanford soccer player. His grandfather, David, was a 1960 silver 100 meters in the Olympics. And I think the focus this kid has is to run sub 4.5. I think that's his, and I think you saw that in the nervousness trying to get out.
A little twitchy, moving around and all stuff. Just be still. Three good counts, be still, get off. You're going to be fast. Don't worry about that. We just want the right fast.
There you go. We knew about the Ed. Didn't know about the harmonica or the pot-bellied pig named Terrence. Didn't know about those two. Are those measurables, Mike?
I'm not excited about number three at all.
What do you got against the name Terrence?
It's the pig.
Oh, okay.
Kid averaged 30 touches a game for 2 years. 30 touches a game. The over-under was 4.50. So I think anything in the 4.4s, he's probably pretty happy about.
Marshall, is your comp for him? You've mentioned it a couple of times to me. Is it still Reggie Bush for you?
Yes. Yes. And you know, listening to Mike talk about it, I should give him a couple of more pluses. When you touch the ball 30 times a game on any level, that's a high volume of touches. My thing is with him.
Here's McCaffrey again.
4.49 the first time. Probably a little relieved. Remember, with this kid, you get punt return. You get the ability to play in the slot.
You get excited.
He's the most patient college runner I've seen. You know, we all talk about Le'Veon Bell. And there, that one a lot slower, huh? 4.49, 4.59. He and Kamara both much worse on the second one.
DJ?
I think when the team that gets Christian McCaffrey, you want to have a creative offensive coordinator just because you can use this guy in so many different ways. And a lot of times you think of, okay, physically we can use him in all these different ways, but mentally you can use him in all these different ways as well. And I think once he gets a chance to visit with these teams and they see the amount of offense they
could be a free agent after this year. It all comes into play to some degree, Rich, and you have to look at it. I'm not saying it's a knock. I'm just saying it's something.
Field drills, Mike Mayock. And I sitting at the top of the.
That's pretty good right there. You see that?
Nice, Christian. Nice transition. Shoot the flat, fellas. Keep that elbow to your square. Oh, at five. Nice. Good. Let's go, Mr. McGuire. Good, nice.
Know that you are going to lose the fight, but you
nice
ask
route.
Him to fight.
Nice route. Nice
you route. Don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get.
You can.
Christian McCaffrey going deep. That's an actual catch. I mean, he's
showing off a little bit.
Forward for about 10 yards to get. To gain speed before you look back. The guys that look back immediately, it's going to be hard for you to get downfield and separate from the linebacker.
Yep.
Once you turn.
Nice
grab.
Wow.
Pretty
easy,
having quite a day on the field.
It's pretty easy, man.
More running backs when we return here. NFL Network / coverage of the 2017 Scouting Combine. Got to give that guy a hand today for sure.
Fast 25 play. Touches in the run game. If you're drafting some of these other guys, like the guy we're watching right now, you know, he's going to get 13 runs, 7 catches, 3 punt returns. And that's the evolution.